Good day and welcome to Sarah and T, the Professional Vacation Rental Managers Podcast, coming to you from the Outer Banks of North Carolina.
And from the Rocky Mountains of Colorado. I'm Sarah Bradford from Winter Park and Steamboat Springs.
And I'm Tim Cafferty from the Outer Banks of North Carolina and Sandbridge in Virginia. Together, we bring you the first podcast focused solely on professionally managed vacation rentals, both domestic and abroad.
In the next 30 minutes, we hope you will join us on our journey as we dive into issues affecting folks like us, the professional vacation rental manager, allowing you to run your business more effectively, make more money, and most importantly, have fun doing it.
We're back and better than ever. I'm Tim.
I'm Sarah.
And we welcome you to the Vacation Rental Professionals Podcast. And today we start a new journey, Sarah. We alluded to it in our last podcast. We have lined up a series of interviews with headlining vacation rental managers talking about the state of the industry and what they're doing. This was your brainchild, so tell us about what you're looking to get out of this.
Well, yes. If you listen to our last episode, there are just a lot of unsung heroes out there, people that are, I'd say, quietly running their vacation rental business and not on all of these panels and not necessarily doing a podcast or being interviewed all the time. And they have incredible ideas, and we want to connect with them, ask them how they feel about the future of our world and what their challenges are and any good ideas they want to share. So we're going to make this conference for the next 8-9 episodes where it's like you sat down next to someone at a conference and you're so glad you did because you found out some really cool things that you can take home with you.
Yep. And you have these questions written down and you want to get answers. Who do we go to? An old friend who's also a podcast aficionado listening to us, our friend Audrey Miller from the Cottage Connection of Maine up in the Booth Bay region. I think you're right on the coast there, northeast of Portland, Audrey?
Yes, an hour and 15 minutes north of Portland.
Great. Well, welcome. And I looked at your website and I was really struck by one thing about, first of all, I was struck by your great reviews. You have great, like, 5-star reviews everywhere. And then the comment about your proud partner with property owners. Talk to us about the philosophy of your partnership, because that's music to our ears.
Well, as you know, if you're going to be able to rent a house, you have to have the owner on board and you have to have agreement with them as to how things are going to go and who's going to do what. And that's really what a partnership is all about, dividing the jobs up and being clear. That's what we do.
And tell us a little bit about Cottage Connection. How long have you been at that, and how many properties and what type of properties? And I think your size of your season is 3 months, or is it longer?
Well, my husband was in a real estate office one day in 1992, and he saw all of these phone calls coming in and nobody wanting to talk to these people because they were looking for rentals and the brokers only wanted to sell. So he came back to me and he said, you know, we ought to think about doing this. And I had no idea what a vacation rental was. So we took it from there. We ran with it. Here we are 28 years later. We're still doing it.
Which is so funny. You the phone call in the background. Did you guys hear that?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. I just shut it off.
She's doing it now.
So we started doing it in 1993. We were the only ones in the area doing it then. We did the whole grew too fast, all the mistakes that you guys talk about in your mistakes. Well, I've made them all too. And I probably have made a few you haven't mentioned yet.
Oh boy.
So we grew really, really fast. And then we had to scale back. Right now, I only deal with houses where I like the owners and have a good partnership with them. And I like the houses. If those two aren't a match, then I'm gotten rid of them. And boy, have I purged a lot. So now I'm rebuilding. And I just signed up 2 new properties today. I don't want to drag this out, but you ought to go and take a look at Getting Away Together. Remember VRMA hired that guy in Florida to make all those TV shows for PBS?
Yes.
Well, I went and I raised $55,000 here in Booth Bay to have them come and make a TV show here. And our show is the only one in the Northeast that's part of that series. So I encourage you to go look at it.
Okay, we'll put a link and information to that on Facebook.
Fantastic. So we've got a series of questions that, unfortunately, you're the first to hear these. So the folks who listen to this podcast will be ready down the road. But you're going to be well equipped to this. And so tell me, particularly in your mindset, the Northeast, what do you think the state of vacation rentals is right now, Audrey?
In the Northeast? Yeah. It's booming. And we're so happy about that because in the early part of the year, like everybody else, we were singing the blues and I think half of our business canceled. And all I was doing was doing cancellations. And I was thinking, wow, I guess I'm going to have a summer to relax a little bit. Well, our season, as you asked, is very short. They turn water on here. A lot of these houses have above ground water, which means that when it gets cold and the water freezes, they have to drain the pipes. They turn the water on in May and they turn it off in October. Our season is really only 8 to 10 weeks when you think about it. It's really just July and August. And this year, our season was the 3 weeks of August, basically.
Wow. But you did well in those 3 weeks.
We were sold out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when to go back to the properties you like, I'm very intrigued. And by the way, I want to stop and say that Audrey's advice to scale back and pick the properties plus the owner she likes, not just the owner she likes, not just the property she likes, but the combo of the two. Yeah. Probably best advice I could have ever gotten 10 years ago. Too bad no one gave it to me. But my question is, when you say types of properties, which ones are you choosing up there? Because if it is such a short season, why would someone rent the whole time? Like, why would they own a property there and just rent it the whole time if that's really that's such a short time you can use it?
Well, a lot of these houses are old cottages that have been in the family for generations, and the family is trying to keep the cottage. And in order to do that, they have to pay the taxes and the upkeep. And the only way to do that is to rent it. So they come in the off season. If the water's on for 6 months, and we're only renting it for 6 or 8 weeks, they've got plenty of time to enjoy the cottage themselves.
Good point. And so what type of property would you just jump at? Which is one that you see and you say, oh yeah, that's, what are you looking for?
A well-maintained classic cottage on the coast of Maine or on a lake, anywhere on the water. Because when you come to Maine, it's all about water and lobster and ocean, lakes, you know, that's what people come here for.
I would think pricing the properties is critical. In our last episode, we talked about all these tools out there now. There's Rented, there's AirDNA, there's Beyond Pricing. There's all these services you can use. What are you doing to make sure you're getting the most out of the properties?
Well, interesting you bring that up. We've signed up with Key Data and Beyond Pricing. And we're not implementing Beyond Pricing yet because we have so many reservations rolling over from 2020 to 2021. So we can't really start using their services yet, but we intend to and see how it goes. We haven't done it yet, so I don't know how it's going to work, but I think that's our best bet for the future.
Cool. I want to know how it goes. I'm sure when you open back up in August or open really back up in July, you had a lot of pressure to ensure quality control of cleans and maintenance of your properties because of COVID. Did you do anything differently this summer? And can you share with us what you're doing to remain high quality in those areas?
Certainly. It's funny you would bring that up because not one guest has asked us what we do. And maybe I have to take that back. Maybe one or two people have asked us what we do. But the fact is, we started out very early on following Dirk Johnson and following the CDC guidelines. And what we did differently is we went out and bought our own hypochlorous acid machine. And because we couldn't get all of the disinfectants, there was no stock in our suppliers. So we had to make our own disinfectant. And we did that. And we have sprayed everything and misted everything. And every high touch surface has been disinfected. That's what we did.
I want to repeat what you just said because it's the same experience I've had and I keep forgetting to bring it up. No one's asking us either. So that's really interesting, right? We all thought that everyone was saying, what are your cleaning protocols? What is it? What is it? Again, I'm back to the press. They push that kind of thing, but really the traveler is not questioning it much. I think we got 3 or 4 questions all summer. How about you, Tim?
I think all of those people are coming to see me this year. Yes, we're getting it a lot. They want to know exactly. And so my staff, who is probably chuckling right now, knows I made a video with our housekeeping manager telling them about our cleaning standards. Worst idea of the year. I can't tell you how many times that video has been used against me from the guests saying, this was not disinfected to the standards you said in that video. So I think all those people are coming here, in other words.
Interesting.
Yeah, we don't send the video out anymore, by the way. Okay, so along that line, what's been the biggest stressor or problem for you, let's say, in the last 12 months? Well, I guess we have to take COVID out of the mix. COVID's been the biggest stress for everybody. But is there any other big stressor for you in the last 12 months? And how did you overcome it?
Well, I didn't overcome it. It overcame itself. The biggest stressor I've had in this business for the last few years is the OTAs coming in and buying up all the keywords and making us invisible on the internet. Oh. And, you know, my phone wasn't ringing and I was, you know, I'm a small seasonal business. I can't spend the bucks that they were spending on Google AdWord campaigns, and I was invisible. But when they stopped advertising in July and August, that's when our business took off, and it was just like it used to be. You know, the phones ringing off the hook and business was booming. And I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to deal with this when they start advertising again. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
That's a great point. We haven't talked about, Tim. They did stop advertising in my area too, and we were able to do Google AdWords for so cheap, and we still are. I don't want them to hear this and jack up the rate.
Yeah, none of them are listening.
But I think the only solution I have to that is to work on your website as much as you can. We use a company to help us do that. But also that all those people that stay with you, I would think Maine is a place that people come back to every year. And so I'm sure you do this. You have loyal return guests who are going to book with you directly and just keep getting that message out about booking direct and how they're paying more using an OTA. We have been blunt about that with guests.
Yeah, that's great. I would also say your website is beautiful and you have tremendous reviews, which I alluded to earlier. I think you're at like a 4.5 or a 5 on almost all of your reviews you see there. How do you do that, by the way?
Well, you know, when you've been in this business as long as I have, there's only one thing that you can do, and that is be nice, care, be nice and care. And so it's kind of funny to see all these advertisements now about be kind, it's contagious, blah, blah, blah. So it's the way it ought to be. And that's what we do.
Great answer. And probably follow up to that. If I met one of your owners having some lobster and I said, you've been with Audrey for 10 years, let's say, should I put my house with her? What's she like? What's that company like? What do you think that owner would say?
Well, I know what they say because I just went and got a new house today thanks to one of my homeowners.
Great.
They've been very happy with our services and they've been with us for 28 years. It's interesting. I'll add one thing to this. The reason that I'm getting this house is because the rental manager that they're with showed a lack of integrity, I guess is the way to put it. And you guys are always talking on your podcast, because I listen, about how important integrity is. And I can tell you firsthand, I agree, it is. Without it, you have nothing.
Good on
pullover
you.
Moment, Tim. It's a pullover moment.
Absolutely.
I mean it. Integrity is everything in this business, especially with owners, because you have a long-term relationship and they learn if you're a shyster or not.
Absolutely.
Pretty quickly.
Absolutely. Yep. And anytime you can wow them, do it. All right. So I've got one thinking back to those many years ago. What's something you might do differently if you started your company over again today?
I'd have a budget.
Okay.
Like you said, you know, I didn't
yes.
have one.
Uh-huh.
What else did I do? It's really hard to find good help. I don't know how I could do that differently because I'm still struggling with it. I would probably try to find good help and figure out a plan to keep them. Because when you have a seasonal business like ours, you know, it's really hard not to lose them, because they have to go do something else in the wintertime and then come back. And I don't always get them back.
Do you have any employees that are with you all year long?
I do. I keep a reservationist on staff year round with me. And I have a bookkeeper that helps me part-time year round.
And Sarah, if you go to the website, okay, you can see those people, and they all are smiling and happy.
Yeah, and they're all sharing their favorite.
They all have their favorite restaurants and their favorite foods.
All right, Audrey, this is my last question for you. What new or growing trend do you think we're going to see in the next 12 months in the vacation rental world? What do you think we're going to see continue or come to us?
I think the length of stay, you know, we were all trending towards short stays. Our average stay has been about 8 to 10 days right along. And during this COVID crisis, I've seen that extended to occupancy rates of 2, 3, 4 weeks, a month, a season. They want to come for the whole time. I think we're going to see people who've discovered that they can take a vacation and get away more and stay longer. I think we're going to see longer stays in properties, which is great for us. It's less work. That's one good thing.
I love that trend.
Tell us what the Dirigo Award is.
It's pronounced Dirigo.
Dirigo. Okay.
It's Latin for I lead. And the Dirigo Award was something that I believe Justin Ford created. I was the first president of the Vacation Rental Professionals of Maine. It was a group that we formed in 2013 because of this horrible legislation that was being proposed that we needed to fight. And so they asked me to be the first president, and I was. And so at the end of my term, I was awarded this Dirigo Award for being a leader in the industry in Maine.
And you certainly were, because you started that Northeast Vacation Rental Professionals Group, right? That was fantastic work. Is there really such a thing as a blueberry gorgonzola pizza at the East Booth Bay General Store?
There really is, and it's really delicious. And it's not sweet at all.
We're going to have to come up there, because I don't know how that can be delicious, but I'm willing to try. And I just want to also say that we're going to post something on Facebook. When we asked Audrey to be on the podcast, she said, I have a cartoon from Tim from back in, I don't know, I might have been in college then. Let's see, when was it? Just kidding.
Right.
1998?
Something like
and
that.
And she has it on her wall. So is the Dirigo Award also on the wall, or is it just Tim's cartoon he gave you?
Oh, dear. Let's see. I'll show you. Here's my little award right here.
Okay. Oh, dear. Okay. She's got both. But we will post this cartoon that Tim gave out long ago. So he had a blast from the past today that Audrey still had that on the wall.
I think they all will enjoy it too, because it still holds true today. So, all right. So I want to wrap it up here with more of a philosophical question. I think you have a great answer for this, and you don't even know it yet, Audrey, but here it comes. Okay. So what has being involved in the vacation rental management industry done for your life and made it better because of it?
My family has always been in the hospitality business. My grandparents ran a guest home on a lake in Maine when I was growing up. And my mother and I were chambermaids and waitresses and all of that. It's given me the opportunity to see what a special place I live in and how lucky I am to be where I am and how much people need a vacation and how important it is that they get one. To be able to be someone who can give them a place to get their family together and have a wonderful time and make great memories that they'll remember for the rest of their lives is a privilege. And that's what we do.
I'm tearing up.
I knew she was going to kill that question. Wow, that was great.
Drop the mic.
It's the truth.
Well, Audrey, you've been a delight to have here on the podcast. You are going to be a high bar for the other property managers we talk to meet, because your answers were terrific. I'm sure there are lots of takeaways. It is Audrey Miller. She's the co-founder, along with her husband, Jeffrey, of the Cottage Connection of Maine. What a pleasure it was, huh, Sarah?
Absolutely. Thank you for being our first contestant. Thanks for listening to the podcast. And not many people make me cry. I'm not super sappy, so... You did. So thank you. Got me a little emotional. And thanks for helping.
Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, thanks for reminding us of why we do this, Audrey. We appreciate it. And maybe we'll see you in Maine soon.
Come and visit.
Okay, Sarah. Great job as always. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye, Audrey.
Thank you for listening to Sarah and T, Professional Vacation Rental Managers Podcast, brought to you by Sarah Bradford of Winter Park Lodging Company and Steamboat Lodging Company, as well as Tim Cafferty of Outer Banks Blue and Sandbridge Blue Realty Services. Together, Sarah and Tim manage more than 600 privately owned vacation rental properties, and both are regarded as experts in the vacation rental management industry. Music provided by Ben Sound. We encourage your participation on this podcast by sharing it with friends, and please feel free to rate and review the podcast on iTunes. Comments or reviews on this particular podcast can be made on their website, sarahandt.com, where you can also subscribe to the podcast as well as provide them feedback on this episode or give them ideas for future topics. We look forward to speaking with you next time on Sarah and T.